Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Waiting on Fertility, Medicine, and Motherhood is a non-fiction work by Bell Boggs that blends memoir, cultural criticism, reportage, and literary reflection. Centered on the experience of infertility, the book examines how reproductive struggle is shaped not only by biology and medicine, but also by social expectations, feminism, economics, and ideas about family. Boggs uses her own uncertainty about conception as a starting point, then widens the lens to include assisted reproductive technology, adoption, child-free lives, and the language people use to describe fertility and motherhood. She also connects human reproduction with animal breeding and conservation, using these comparisons to question what counts as natural and what counts as intervention. The result is a thoughtful, interdisciplinary book that is less interested in offering instructions than in clarifying the emotional, ethical, and cultural complexity surrounding waiting, longing, and the making of a family. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, infertility is a personal experience and a cultural problem. One of the book's central strengths is the way it treats infertility as more than a private medical condition. Boggs writes from personal experience, but she does not leave the subject at the level of memoir alone. Instead, she shows how infertility becomes entangled with identity, self-worth, and social judgment, especially for women. The book makes clear that the pain of not conceiving is intensified by cultural assumptions that equate femininity with motherhood and adulthood with reproduction. That pressure shapes how waiting feels. It is not simply time passing, but time loaded with expectation. By framing infertility this way, Boggs explains why the topic has such emotional force and why it cannot be understood only through medical terminology. Her approach helps readers see that infertility operates at the intersection of bodily experience and cultural narrative, where private disappointment is often amplified by public norms. This broader framing gives the book its analytical depth and prevents it from becoming either purely confessional or purely clinical. Secondly, assisted reproductive technology and the emotional labor of treatment. Boggs pays close attention to assisted reproductive technology, often referred to as ART, and the book treats fertility treatment as both a scientific process and an emotional ordeal, rather than presenting medical intervention as a clean solution. She shows how treatment cycles are marked by uncertainty, repeated appointments, financial strain, and psychological exhaustion. The waiting room becomes an important setting because it captures the suspended state in which hope and disappointment coexist. This emphasis matters because fertility treatment is often discussed in terms of outcomes, while the lived experience is defined by anticipation, tests, and delays. Boggs also gives attention to the clinical language surrounding fertility, showing how terms such as patient or trying can flatten what is actually a highly charged and vulnerable experience. Her treatment of ART is balanced. It neither romanticizes technology nor dismisses it. Instead, she presents it as a deeply human response to reproductive difficulty, one that carries both practical promise and emotional cost. This makes the book especially useful for understanding the lived reality of fertility medicine. Thirdly, nature, animals, and the challenge to what counts as natural. A distinctive feature of the book is Boggs's use of animal reproduction and ecological observation to reframe human fertility. She draws on examples from the natural world, including birds, insects, and other species, and she also considers conservation and reproductive science in animals. These comparisons are not decorative. They serve a clear argument the boundary between natural and artificial is more unstable than fertility discourse often admits. By linking human reproductive treatment to laboratory work with animals and endangered species, Boggs asks readers to rethink assumptions about intervention, purity, and control. This method broadens the book beyond human medicine and creates a larger biological context for fertility. It also highlights the irony that nature is often invoked as a model of effortless reproduction, even though reproduction in the natural world is itself variable, risky, and contingent. The result is a more complicated understanding of fertility as something shared across species but mediated differently by culture and technology. That perspective gives the book an original intellectual structure and sets it apart from more conventional infertility memoirs. Fourthly, feminism, literary history, and the politics of motherhood. Boggs situates her experience within a larger feminist and literary tradition, which allows the book to explore motherhood as both a personal desire and a political category. She draws on writers such as Virginia Woolf and Adrienne Rich, using their work to illuminate the tensions around childlessness, motherhood, and female autonomy. This literary framing is important because it shows that the meaning of motherhood has long been contested, not fixed. Boggs uses that history to examine contradictions in modern womanhood. Women are encouraged to pursue education and independence. yet are often still measured against reproductive success. The book therefore connects infertility to broader questions about what women are supposed to want, when they are supposed to want it, and how those desires are judged. By placing herself in conversation with feminist thinkers, Boggs avoids treating infertility as an isolated misfortune. Instead, she presents it as part of an ongoing cultural argument about the body, labor, and social expectation. This gives the book theoretical weight without sacrificing its emotional clarity. Lastly, alternative family-making adoption, child-free lives, and ethical complexity, the book does not stay focused only on conception. It also examines adoption, assisted reproduction for different kinds of families, and the possibility of child-free life. This wider perspective is one reason the book feels expansive rather than narrowly therapeutic. Boggs recognizes that infertility often forces people to reconsider what family means and how it can be formed. She pays attention to the legal, financial, and ethical complications involved in different paths to parenthood, showing that the search for family is shaped by systems as much as by desire. At the same time, she treats childlessness not as a failure but as one possible life structure among others, which gives the book a humane and inclusive outlook. This matters because many infertility books focus only on achieving pregnancy, while Boggs asks what happens when that goal is uncertain or unattainable. Her answer is not simplistic reassurance. Instead, she offers a more mature framework for thinking about meaning, kinship, and identity beyond biological reproduction. That broader vision is one of the book's most important contributions. In conclusion, The Art of Waiting is best suited for readers interested in infertility, reproductive medicine, memoir, feminist writing, and cultural criticism. It will also appeal to anyone trying to understand how family making is shaped by medicine, social expectation, and personal loss. The book offers practical value less as a guide to fertility treatment than as a means of making sense of the emotional and ethical landscape surrounding it. Readers looking for empathy, context, and a nuanced account of waiting will find it especially rewarding. What makes it stand out from many books in the same category is its range. Boggs does not stop at personal testimony, but moves through literature, science, adoption, animal reproduction, and questions of gender and identity. That combination gives the book a wider intellectual reach than a standard memoir or self-help work. It is careful, reflective, and informed, and it respects the complexity of infertility without reducing it to a single narrative of loss or resolution. For readers who want a book that connects private experience to public meaning, this is a strong and distinctive choice. If you would like to support Bell Boggs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.